The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Had any weird poop things happen lately? So.
Oh, I think this week is Shart Week, actually, on his show.
Is it?
Patty's show. Yeah. Shart Week.
I haven't had.
Shart!
Maybe I have sharted recently. I'm trying to think.
Isaac, you'll have to tell us your shart story. Everyone has a shart story.
I want to talk about, I know, I'm pretty sure I've talked about it before, the girl that I worked with at H&M who went for a jog and then sharted and then didn't realize she sharted and then it started running down her
leg. Ew, how do you not realize? Oh, you just kind of fart?
Yeah.
And you just...
And then she was like, something's dripping down my leg.
Ew. Yeah. No, you've never really talked about that. Yeah. But if she had leggings on, that means it was
She didn't have leggings on. She just had short shorts on. And so it was just
So
out
you could
there.
See it.
And she was like, not close enough to her house that it was like gonna be okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I really like that lady from... We worked at H&M together, but like, and I was just super excited that she was down to tell the story about when she sharted and it ran down her leg. I was like, you are brave.
Get it, sister.
You are so brave.
So brave.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Everyone has a shart story.
Yeah! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode number 3456, Big Fatty, of the BFO for Wednesday the 5th of May 2021, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, may the 5th be with you. No, that was yesterday. That was this year. Yes, that's right. We got the Mexican Jumping Beans with the Mexican hootenanny music. And hi, everyone. I hope your Cinco de Mayo is going well. Yes, Big Fatty, the day that everybody is Mexican and everybody has Mexican food and then they just go and shit themselves because, you know, that's what happens in Mexico. Well, you know, something else, you know, y'all, this is the day that my friend, I've mentioned it before, my friend George, that he passed away, George was an interesting person, that's for sure, and, he loved to eat, and except he hated Mexican food. He did not like Mexican food. So, of course, he passed away on Cinco de Mayo. Yes, Big Fatty!
Decision and $25,000 of cash, a combination guaranteed to make you say,
"Big Fatty, what the hell was that?" Well, y'all, that is the theme song from an old TV program, quiz program called WHEW exclamation point. And, I play that because, y'all, if you listen to the words, close calls, narrow escapes, quick second decisions, you know, and whew, y'all, it all fits right in there with Shart Week. But, y'all, I specifically played that today because, y'all, I have not one but two, I say, chew calls from my dear friend. We'll call him David because that's his name. And y'all, he's called in with some short stories. But David, I do hope you were up doing the movements because y'all, David, when David was a coal miner, y'all, he would get up and do the kind of, I don't know, I can't describe it, but it's that kind of dance thing. So, anyway, and y'all, David, knew George as well. David, were you aware that George, had passed away? Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's David here. None of my friends call me Captain D on account of my Air Force service. I'm just saying. Anyway, first-time caller, long-time on-again, off-again listener. I've been recently encouraged by my betrothed, Alan and Uck, as you call it, to share you my not-so-little sharp story. It all begins with Walt Disney. Well, not really. It's just when I think about it, it brings to mind his animated film about a rat-turned celebrity chef. The Air Force is actually why I find myself enjoying an afternoon tea, as the English call it, which apparently includes food and not just tea. My ex and I were in this quaint little seaside cafe, and I ordered the highly recommended ratatouille. Never heard of it until that very day, but the waiter said, "You'll love it." Which I did. Then we walked along the pier, it was a great afternoon, and then back to the car. Almost immediately, without any warning, it hit. And I'm sure you can guess what it was. That gurgle, and then the, oh my God, it's happening feeling. Well, as a passenger on the left side of the car, remember, I'm in England, I was frantically yelling, "Find a blue, find a bathroom, anything." No such luck. Apparently, quaint little English seaside towns in the early 90s did not believe in public restrooms. I cursed the ratatouille, which I'm sure was the culprit for my misery, but we literally drove around in circles, lots of roundabouts, but no restroom. My sphincter was telling me I couldn't hold it any longer, and I just started screaming. And the "find the loo" turned into "stop the car." Jumped out, ran behind the nearest building, and I spotted what was one of those outside drains running down the back of the building, which led into this open grate kind of thing. And fortunately, I was wearing dark-colored pants, and I made it almost to the drain, but with my back against the wall, my underwear ruined, and what felt like a fire hose force stream, but it was in all likelihood a medium kitchen level faucet pour. I was relieved to hear it running down the drain and it was out of my body, but I look up, back still against the wall. I see a row of houses with plenty of windows without any shades drawn.
Didn't hang up on David. I think the mechanical just cuts off after a certain amount of time. But he did call back. But before we get back to the call, y'all, I have known David for 40 years, almost 40 years. Y'all, I've never heard this story before in my life. And y'all, I can see it. I can see it happening. Y'all, I'm sitting here about to shat myself that I find this so funny. But anyway, David did call back to finish the story.
Now, Big Fatty, I thought short stories got unlimited time on the answer machine, but evidently not. Continuing reversing, not sure where it left off. What do I do now? But I see Jay coming around the corner of the building yelling, "What's going on?" And I'm just screaming back at him, "Find some toilet paper or something. Help me." I couldn't possibly get back into the car in the current state that I was in, my clothes were in, but he found some somewhere, and I'll spare you the cleanup details. Though I will say, I've been back to England many times since, but I've never returned to Felixstowe, and it goes without saying, I have yet to eat ratatouille, and I probably never will again. As for that animated Disney rat chef, he's still pretty cute, I think.
Thank you so much for that. Always lovely to hear from you. And thank you, Alan, for getting him to share that shark story. Now, Alan, turnabout fair play. I think that you should share one of your shark stories with us here at the BFO for Shark Week. Now, y'all, those are all the new short stories I've received as of this recording. So, y'all, it's either going to be reruns from previous years, or y'all need to get off your ass and spread your cheeks and let the chocolate pudding fly. Bitch, that is your vulgar. Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, by the way, that little musical interlude that I play between Shark Stories, y'all, that was composed by my number one Northeast straight Jenny, Dan. And Dan, thank you so much for sending that in several years ago. I don't believe we've gotten a Shark Story from you. Y'all, there have been many, many, many classic shark stories over the years, and y'all, I just have to share a couple of them. Both of these folks are dear, dear friends of mine, and y'all, they met each other because of me. They've become crews of a lifetime and puppy dog sitters over the years. And y'all, of course, the first one is the old gal, and then we got a short story from Digger B. Freddy.
I had cut a rose from our garden and put it in this really beautiful bud vase that we have that Gooch loves. And I put it on his breakfast tray when I brought him his breakfast. And I also put it in the den for the nighttime next to his balloon, which is actually Digger's balloon. But so I do all of that, and I've got to get upstairs and change so I can come back downstairs and feed the dogs and do everything. So I'm running upstairs with stuff to take upstairs. And I, you know, I'm a little gassy, and I've been holding, this is going to be TMI.
Already is.
I've been holding the gas because I was in a cartoon session. You can't sit in a studio with other people and fart. It's just rude. So I'm going upstairs thinking, finally, I can relieve myself. And I farted. And, Loveys, it was a shart. I know.
I'm throwing up in my mouth.
I sharted. And it wasn't a little shart, Loveys. You know, it was one that I had to strip down and get into the shower.
I'm leaving if you continue.
I'm sorry.
This is gross. No one wants to hear about this.
I'm sure there are some Germans that want to hear about this. So I literally had to take another shower before I could go back downstairs and continue to, you know, feed the dogs and get the cocktails and make the Christmas. That was my day.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is the old gal from out there in Walnut Hills. And y'all, that was from her show, Vera Speaks
For Real.
And y'all, by the way, if you hadn't made your selections yet, dark chocolate California brittle on May the 7th, y'all, she'll get dark chocolate California brittle and Medicare all on the same day. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, now here's Digger's story.
Oh, hi, Big Fatty. It's Tom of Tom and Terry in the Chicagos. How are you? Hey, I know it's Shart Week, so I wanted to get a story out to you. And this isn't a story about me sharting, but it's about a shart that affected me in a way that I didn't appreciate, and I don't think I ever will. I was working a funeral one day, and at the end of the funeral, everyone's ushered out of the room, and the place that I was working had a kind of a side door going out to a back parking lot, and then the front door where everybody had been parked for this procession that would be leaving to go on to a cemetery. Well, anyway, this kind of a doddering old man walks by, and he looked confused, and he went out the side door, and, you know, I continued to usher people out. Well, after a while, this guy kind of peeked back in the door, and I wasn't always the most patient person, so I went over to where he was, and I said, "Sir, everyone's going out the front door. Your car is going to be parked out here, out the front of the building." So I basically insisted that this guy come back in the building and walk through the building and go out the other door. And that's where I made the biggest mistake of my day. Turns out he shit himself and must have been wearing boxers or something, because I would think that these little clumps of shit that were coming down his long pants and ending up on the carpeting, it would never have come out if he had briefs on. But anyway, as I'm escorting him through the building, little clumps of the greenest shit I have ever seen started coming down and out his little pant leg as we walked through the building. At least a dozen little clumps by the time I got him out the front door. And, of course, I let him right out the door and sent him directly to the car that he had come in, which I think must have been with his daughter. So she got to sit with him in his shit-laden pants and drive. And there was shit on his shoe and everything. I mean, there was shit everywhere. So I got him out, and I spent, you know, probably an hour with carpet cleaner trying to get this mess picked up. So sometimes other people shart, and we get ourselves involved when we shouldn't. Have a good day.
Yeah, I gotta see. Y'all, that, of course, is Digga, and Digga, thank you so much for the call. That was years ago, but y'all, it still remains one of my favorite Shart Week stories. Like I said, I've played all the new ones I've got, and I'll just continue playing the golden oldies. Big Fat, isn't it kind of the brownie oldies? Well, maybe or in this case, it was green, as far as Digga is concerned. But we will see how that goes. Y'all, I've only got a few seconds left here, but y'all, remember that Sunday is Mother's Day. Big Fatty, are you got short stories about the Hatterina? No. But I know several have lost their mothers here in recent years and everything, as did Big Fatty. And y'all, it's always a little melancholy on Mother's Day and Father's Day and all. But y'all, just remember this. Big Fatty will be happy to be your mother. Big Fatty, it's spelled different. It's M-U-T-H-A. Well, it's just, it's the Southern pronunciation, mother. So y'all, if you need to celebrate Mother's Day, Big Fatty is, oh dear, guess he is there for you. I hope I'm getting some more short calls, or y'all, you can email out of me too. Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com. Big Fatty, this may be the last short week if people don't call in. Well, you know, you just never know. Although we could play the oldies year after year and just go from there. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids over there at the Stinky Orangutans. Big Ricky, you know, Big Ricky's lost a lot of weight, and Big Ricky, since you lost all the weight, do you have a shart story these days?
Everyone has a shart story.
All right, well, call it in. We need to hear it. Get off. No.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.